USA Radio News.
President Trump says he won't be declaring a national emergency at the border immediately.
Congress should do this. If they can't do it, if at some point they just can't do it, this is a 15-minute meeting. If they can't do it, I will declare a national emergency.
The president there speaking at a roundtable discussion that was hosted at the White House. The president also says this is a humanitarian crisis that needs to be addressed.
We have a country that's being invaded by criminals and by drugs, and we're going to stop it. So I want the Democrats to come back to Washington and vote.
Wall Street is closing the week out slightly down, with the Dow losing 6 points to close at 23,996. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issues an order suspending Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel effective immediately. Israel has came under heat for his handling of the Parkland school shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
A congressman's attempt to stop drunk driving has privacy advocates up in arms. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A new attempt made by a congresswoman to stop drunk driving. Democratic Michigan Representative Debbie Dingell is introducing legislation that would require all new vehicles to have interlock breathalyzer devices built in as standard equipment. That after a suspected drunk driver killed a suburban Detroit family of five over the past weekend in Kentucky. Dingell says the technology exists, but Congress needs to find the will to act. She called it a moral imperative to do everything possible to save lives, and she's pledging to work with both sides in Congress and the auto industry to get this change made.
One of the biggest attractions so far this year at the Consumer Electronics Show is a 219-inch TV that was put out by Samsung. That's more than 18 feet of TV measured diagonally. Please remember you can check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
CNN's Jim Acosta mocked on social media after he posts a TV stand-up on his Twitter page from his trip to Texas. It appears the intended goal was to make President Trump look bad, but some say the report actually supports the president's initiatives and proves building a barrier maintains the peace. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
And here are some of the steel slats that the president's been talking about right here.
CNN's White House correspondent Jim Acosta mocked on social media as he does a stand-up near a slat fence at the border. He tries to downplay President Trump's claims of a border crisis, but Acosta's video on Twitter ends up supporting the president's argument that border barriers work. Listen.
As you can see, yes, you can see through these slats to the other side of the U.S.-Mexico border, but as we're walking along here, we're not seeing any kind of imminent danger.
Without mentioning his name, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was very critical of the Obama administration's Mideast policies. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
Speaking at the American University in Cairo, the top U.S. diplomat said this mindset led to the rise of Islamic terrorism while it allowed Iran to spread its influence in the region.
We learned that when America retreats, chaos often follows. When we neglect our friends, resentment builds. And when we partner with our enemies, they advance. The good news, the age of self-inflicted American shame is over. And so are the policies that produce so much needless suffering.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.